Cold calling is dead. Long live smart calling. Traditional cold calling deserves its reputation as a soul-crushing exercise in rejection. Blindly dialing strangers with generic pitches creates anxiety in salespeople and annoyance in recipients. But here's the revelation that transformed the sales world. The telephone remains the most direct route to decision makers when used intelligently. Consider Scott Vincent Borba, who built a $5 million business in his first year through strategic prospecting calls, securing deals with retail giants like Saks and Sephora. Even after becoming established, his continued prospecting efforts resulted in 50% annual revenue growth. His secret? Research before calling and treating everyone, including executive assistants, as key influencers. The philosophy is simple. If you want something, make it happen rather than waiting for it to come to you. Smart calling transforms the traditional approach through intelligence gathering, conversational engagement, and helping prospects take actions they feel good about. The difference becomes immediately apparent. While the dumb caller makes classic mistakes, using wrong names, stating products without value explanations, asking to take time, the smart caller references personal details, addresses actual business challenges, and offers relevant solutions that create interest rather than resistance. The foundation of smart calling is developing a possible value proposition, PVP, that articulates benefits in terms that matter to prospects. This requires an all-about-them mindset, recognizing that prospects care about themselves, not your quota or product features. Avoid meaningless marketing slogans like, "We've been in business for X years." Instead, combine pain and gain elements into compelling statements. For example, "We specialize in working with landlords whose properties failed building inspections and fix them so they pass," addressing both the pain, failed inspections, and gain, passing compliance. Universal appeal comes from making things easier. Focus on how your offering saves time, eliminates hassles, or reduces stress. Cost reduction is another powerful proposition since it directly impacts profits. As Frank Perdue noted, if we can differentiate a dead chicken, you can differentiate anything. Intelligence gathering transforms cold calls into smart calls. Focus on situational information that reveals needs your product could solve. Look for trigger events creating windows of dissatisfaction where prospects become receptive to new solutions. Bad experiences with current providers, changes in people or priorities, and awareness of new legal, risk, or economic factors. Pre-call research is essential. Start with the prospect's website, exploring About Us sections, press releases, and job postings. Set up Google News alerts for competitors and customers. LinkedIn is the professional network for business people, period. Join industry groups, use company pages to learn about trigger events, and utilize advanced people search to build prospect lists. Social engineering, ethically talking to people other than your prospect, provides valuable insights. Identify yourself honestly, provide a clear justification statement, the because reason, and ask questions. People naturally help when given a reason. Engage with various organizational members, as each offers unique perspectives. Never assume information is inaccessible without trying. Clear objectives for sales calls are essential. Approaching prospects unprepared is like driving without a destination. Your primary objective should focus on what you want the prospect to do after the call, whether agreeing to a proposal, participating in a demo, or making a purchase. High achievers set ambitious objectives, expecting to advance calls as far as possible, even in complex sales situations. Reframe rejection as a reaction rather than something happening to you. As Eleanor Roosevelt said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." When faced with no, successful salespeople extract something positive by setting secondary objectives, fallback goals when primary objectives aren't achieved. Establish a consistent calling ritual with dedicated, uninterrupted sessions to build momentum. Make calls during your personal success zone when experiencing peak attitude and maintain this momentum rather than pausing to celebrate. The first 10 seconds of a call are critical. Most prospecting calls fail here due to poor phrasing. Avoid weakness signals like using just, introductions without value statements, mentioning products without results, and salesy language. Don't thank someone for taking your call as it diminishes your importance. Instead, position yourself as offering something valuable. Leave voice messages that pique curiosity with hints of possible value, making prospects wonder, what might that be? Always listen to the prospect's complete greeting for intelligence about assistance, alternate contacts, and return times. With gatekeepers, don't try to get past them. Treat them as you would the buyer. Use social engineering. Identify yourself and company. Ask for help. Use a justification statement and ask questions. Research shows this works because when screeners were asked how they determine who gets put through, the top answer was, people I like. After capturing interest with a smart opening statement, avoid immediately presenting your product. Instead, ask questions to understand prospects' needs, help them grasp their problems, and provide terminology for your recommendation. Transform benefit lists into question lists to determine what matters to prospects. Use assumptive problem questions that illustrate specific pain scenarios. The iceberg theory suggests a prospect's first answer is just the tip. The valuable information lies beneath. Many salespeople fail by not asking the next question that reveals why prospects say what they do. Your questioning should attach specific numbers to prospects' pains by quantifying money lost, time required, or missed opportunities. This concrete data demonstrates ROI and builds value. The best salespeople are excellent listeners who know when to be quiet. Pausing for 2 to 3 seconds after questions improves communication. Note prospects' specific phrases, write down their exact words, and respond with simple prompts like, "Tell me more about that." Using their terminology when making recommendations is powerful because they can't disagree with their own words. The mental aspect of selling ultimately separates successful salespeople from the rest. While techniques matter, your desire to succeed, self-motivation, confidence, and positive attitude drive results. Successful sales professionals insulate themselves from rejection by accomplishing something on every call and accepting that no is part of the process. Call reluctance stems from fear. Fear of rejection, sounding foolish, or not knowing answers. Research shows that dwelling on fears makes them self-fulfilling. Your success correlates with your thinking size. Big thinkers target larger opportunities and exceed quotas, while small thinkers avoid approaching major companies. Children possess natural sales abilities many adults lose. Kids aren't deterred by rejection, take risks without overthinking, use boundless imagination, maintain high ambitions, display positive attitudes, laughing 400 times daily versus adults 20, and maintain curiosity. Sales professionals can improve by recapturing these childlike qualities, being resilient to rejection, taking calculated risks, thinking creatively, and staying positive. Smart calling isn't just a technique, it's a mindset that transforms dreaded cold calls into opportunities for meaningful connection. By researching prospects, creating compelling value propositions, mastering opening statements, asking smart questions, and maintaining a positive attitude, you can transform prospecting into your most powerful business development tool. The telephone isn't dead, it's waiting for you to use it intelligently.